我们从撒迦利亚书里头看到，神借着先知们向犹大的百姓说话。
From the book of Zechariah, we're able to see that God speaks to the people of Judah through the prophets.
虽然主借着先知向他们说了许多的话。
Though the Lord has spoken much words to them through the prophets.
但是每一次的说话，每一样的说话。
Yet each time when the Lord speaks and each thing the Lord says.
都是说到他的百姓的心里头去。
Truly touches and speaks within the heart of the people.
把神的百姓心里头的所有的疑惑重担那心思全都给翻出来。
It really reveals and opens to us the doubts and the sorrows and the burdens of the people of Judah.
宝贝的是他同时也应许神已经解决他们所有里边的难处。
Yet what is precious is that God also at the same time gives them his promise that he has taken care of all the difficulties.
那我们看到第六章的时候，
Now when we get into chapter 6,
我们就看见那个事情就更明确了。
We're able to see that even more clearly.
在第六章好像是把神这一次要让他们那么迫切的建把圣殿建好的那一个心思显出来。
Now God opens to us his desire. Why is there such an urgency for the house of God to be built?
我们待会看下去我们就看就会看到了。
Later on, as we read on, we will find out.
那第六章一开始神就让撒迦利亚再看到一个那一次的意象里头最末后的一个。
Now, during that time, God shows Zechariah yet another vision during that experience, the last vision.
看到什么呢?
What did he see?
他说看到四辆车子。
He saw four chariots.
这四辆车从两个山的中间出来。
And these four chariots came out from between two mountains.
那里就说得很清楚。
Here it says very clearly.
那个山是铜的。
These mountains were mountains of brass.
弟兄姊妹，我们先要来领会这一个点。
Brothers and sisters, first let us understand this point.
这里有四辆车子出来。
Here there are four chariots.
他们是穿过两个铜山出来。
Now they come forth from two mountains.
从上文我们知道。
Later on we realize.
这四辆车是神分派到普天下去行走的灵。
These four chariots are the spirits sent by God to walk to and fro throughout the earth.
说得明确一点。
To be very clear.
的使者，使者。
They are angels, messengers.
那神在那里差遣四批的使者从那里出来。
So, to be very clear, God sends four groups of messengers, angels, forth.
那这批使者出来做什么呢?
Now, what is the work of these four messengers?
我们首先就要看他们从哪里来。
First, we must see where they come from.
他这里就说从神面前来。
Here it says from the presence of God.
但是经过铜山出来。
But it is from between two mountains of brass.
如果我们对圣经里头的那些物质的表象是有把握的话。
Now, if we're confident on the appearance of physical things in the scriptures,
我们就知道了。
Then we know.
为什么是铜山?
Why is it mountains of brass?
我们都领会铜就是审判的表号。
We know that brass, bronze represents judgment.
从两个铜山出来，那就是经过了审判的手续吧。
Therefore, if they are coming forth between the two mountains, mountains of brass, you can say in a way they've gone through the process, procedure of judgment.
说得严肃一点。
To be very strict.
经过神的追讨吧。
Yeah, you can say they have gone through the chastening of God.
那他们的给差遣。
Now they are sent forth.
不是他们经过审判。
It is not that they themselves gone through the judgment.
他们不是 受审判的对象。
They are not the audience of those who are going through judgment.
但经过铜山乃是说出他们的使命是什么。
But being coming forth between the brass mountains, it tells us what their commission is.
我们先掌握了这一个点。
Now we first grasp that point.
神有一些审判的事情。
God has some matters of judgment.
或者说神有一些追讨的事情。
In other words, God is chastening.
已经做成了。
It has been complete.
已经完成了。
It is done.
处理好了。
It is already finished.
处理好了以后。
Now, after that has been done.
这四辆车就给打发出来了。
Then these four chariots are sent forth.
或者说这些使者们就给打发出来了。
Or in other words, these messengers are sent forth.
那打发出来干什么呢？
Now, why are they sent forth?
如果从整个撒文的事情来看。
If we look at the text to come.
我们就看到一件事。
We realize one thing.
去处理。经过审判以后的那些事人事物的处理。
It is to handle, to take care of the finished judgment of those people, events, and places.
说斯文一点嘛，去善后。
And to put it in a very polite way, it is just to take care of the finished business.
审判的事情已经过了。
Now, the judgment has already been done.
神追讨的事情已经完毕了。
The matter of chastening from God is finished.
那换一句话来说。
In other words,
神公义的要求神满足了。
The righteous judgment of God has been satisfied.
那因此呢？
Therefore,
神就有一个动这样的动作。
Now, God has this action.
他就把他的使者差遣出去。
He is sending forth his messenger.
这个使者的任务是对那些接受处理的事物连同人在内有一个善后。
Now, what the messengers commissioned are sent forth to do is in a way to clean up all the judgment of God, including man.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那现在我们来看那四辆车。
Now we look at those four chariots.
那弟兄姊妹千万不要给那个拉车的那些马的颜色来弄乱我们的思念。
First, brothers and sisters, do not let the color of the horses that are pulling the chariots confuse our thought.
因为很多弟兄姊妹读圣经读到这些地方的时候啊，白马、红马、黑马、斑点马啊，他们就在这些马里面呢，就上了好多好多的心思。
Because many brethren, when they read areas in this where it contains the color of the horses, black horses, white horses, red horses, bay horses, they spend a lot of time and energy into these types.
如果照着整段的话来看，
If we look at the passage as a whole,
这些马的颜色没有什么特别的意义。
There's nothing unique or outstanding about the color of these horses.
只是标志他们所处理的事情的地点。
It only is a sign of the place of where they are to take care to handle that business.
或者说就是他们处理的那些事物的范围。
That is to say that is the color of the horses signify the boundary in which they are to handle their affairs.
因为你底下你就看到什么颜色的马他们就上哪去。
Because later on, you can see what color horses it tells us where they're going to.
另外一个颜色的马又往什么地方去。
And this color horse went to this location.
那你就看到它的颜色只是一个标志说他们做工的那个范围。
Therefore, you're able to understand that the color of the horse only tells us the boundary, the location of the work.
所以虽然使徒行传里边有红马、黑马、白马、灰马。
Therefore, even though in the book of Acts there are these color horses as well, white, black, red, and bay.
哪里出来的马啊，圣经上都给他们有特殊的意义。
And wherever their horses are coming forth, the scriptures give it a special meaning.
有特别的代表的事物。
And there is a special representation there.
但是不能混到这里来。
But we cannot confuse and mix it here.
因为是根本是两回事情。
Because they're completely two different things.
在启示录里头的那些有颜色的马是管教、惩治、鞭打。
The colored horses in Revelation is for discipline, for punishment, and for scourging.
严肃的来说是刑法。
to be very solemn, it is punishment. But here it is not.
这里所显明的那些马,
here the horses that are revealed.
启示录的马的功用是翻过来的。
In fact, it is completely opposite of the function of the horses in Revelation.
所以我们要先来看那这些车是什么东西。
So let us first look at these chariots. What are they?
那, 撒迦利亚就看到,
Zechariah saw
四辆车,
four chariots.
头一辆车是套红马的,
the first one were red horses.
第二辆车是套黑马的,
in the second chariot, black horses.
第三辆车是套白马的,
and in the third chariot, white horses.
第四辆车是套有斑点的壮马的,
and in the fourth chariot, bay horses that are grizzly.
当然他不懂,
of course, he did not understand.
他就问天使,
so he asked the angel,
这是什么?
What is this?
那天使的回答我们要注意了。
Now pay attention to the reply of the angel.
天使第五节,
verse 5.
天使回答我说, 这是天的四风。
And the angels answered and said unto me, these are the four spirits of the heavens,
是从普天下的主面前出来的,
which go forth from standing before the Lord of all the earth.
弟兄姊妹注意了,
brothers and sisters, take note.
我们中文把它翻成四风。
It says for wind in the Chinese translation.
你看听我们的弟兄念的，他英文那边是四灵。
But as the brother is reading in English, it says four spirits.
不过是风也好，四灵也好。
But whether four winds or four spirits,
没有改变这里的意思。
It does not change the meaning here.
因为你要把它看成风的话,
because if you look at it as a wind,
你就留意到诗篇上也好，耶利米书也好。
Whether in Psalms, in Jeremiah, or in Hebrews.
用风来表达神的使者。
When it uses wind to represent the messenger, the angel of the Lord.
那如果说是灵,
if it is a spirit,
那当然这个也是说到受差遣的灵，那也是使者。
Of course, then, they are spirits that are sent, commissioned for, so they are messengers.
希伯来书那里说得很清楚的, 天使就是服役的灵。
Therefore, in Hebrews, it is very clear that the angels are ministering spirits.
是为了我们这些承受救恩的人来效力。
That they work for those of us who have received their salvation.
所以在这里我们知道,
so here we know,
中文把它翻成风，风就给我们一个观念就,
because here in the Chinese translation, when it's translated as wind, it gives us the physical wind where there's the blowing forth.
英文照着原来的意思说那就是灵。
The English translation is according to the original text, which is
the spirit. 但如果我们没有留意到在圣经里头用作风也好灵也好都在表达神的使者的话，那我们 也是有点莫名其妙的。
Now, if we are not clear, then whether it's spirits or winds, we have to know that it represents the messengers of God. Otherwise, we're confused.
那我们看了这四辆车,
now, we look at these four chariots.
那跟撒迦利亚说话的天使说,
the angel speaking to Zechariah said,
这个是从神面前出来的四个使者。
There are the four spirits, four messengers that go forth from standing before the Lord.
他们要在天地走来走去,
they are to go to and fro through the earth.
然后天使就转过来对这四辆车的人就说话了。
Then he turned to speak, the angel turned to speak to these four chariots.
你们只管在天地走来走去,
walk to and fro through the earth.
他们就这样行。
Then they did so.
那我们就要来了,
then,
来问了,
we must ask,
他们在天地走来走去做什么?
As they're walking to and fro through the earth, what are they doing?
我们回到上边来注意,
when we go back and we notice,
你看到这四辆车, 他们有各自的那个服侍的范围,
you see these four chariots have their boundary, the location where they're working.
第六节就是说, 套着黑马的车就往北方的国去,
it says, the verse 6, the black horses which are therein go forth into the north country.
我们中文就把那个国漏掉了,就是北方。
In the Chinese translation, it leaves out the country just going north.
啊，但是这个国是很重要的。
But this country, this nation is very important.
如果你问北方的国是什么
？Because if you ask what is the North Country,
你就知道问题的了。
Then you'll know the issue.
然后白马就跟着去。
And the white go forth after them.
就看到有两辆车子是往北方国去。
You can see that there are two chariots going north to the North Country.
啊，然后呢，有斑点的那辆车呢？马拖的那辆车呢，就往南方去。
And the grizzly go forth toward the south country.
然后那些马呢，要在天地走来走去。
And they're to go forth to and fro through the earth.
我们就来注意。
Then we take note.
为什么到北方去要两辆车子呢
？Why is it two chariots toward the North Country？
如果使者不说话，我们就无从知道了。
If the angel does not speak, we will not understand.
啊，但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
他做的事情该打开的，他就很彻底的打开。
If the work of God ought to be revealed, God will reveal them thoroughly to us.
还没有到打开的时间，他就暂时不说。
That which is not yet time to be revealed, God will not speak yet.
现在可以打开了。
Now it is time to reveal.
使者马接上去就说了。
So the angel continues to say.
他说看啊。
He says, behold.
第八节。
Verse 8.
往北方国去的已经在北方安慰我的心。
These that go toward the north country have quieted my spirit in the north country.
他已经在北方国那里安慰我的心。
Already have quieted my spirit in the north country.
弟兄姊妹，这个真有意思。
Brothers and sisters, this is very meaningful.
他说那些往北方去的那两辆车啊。
So the two chariots toward the north country.
他们做了一件事情。
They have done one thing.
叫神的心受安慰。
That is to have comfort for the heart of God.
什么事情能叫神的心受安慰啊？
Now, what will cause the heart of God to be comforted?
弟兄姊妹，这是真有意思的。
Brothers and sisters, this is very meaningful.
在一些经圣经里边直接翻出来，就没有翻到中文圣经的那么舒畅。
Now, there are many translations that are not as clearly translated, smoothly translated as the Chinese translation here.
因为没有把神没有得安慰以前那一个情绪发表出来。
Because the translations are hard to translate to us the feeling, the emotion of God before he is pleased, before he is comforted and satisfied.
只是把那个结果翻了出来。
It only translates the result, of what is done by the two chariots in the north country.
没有把整个事情的那个真相, 表达出来。
It didn't translate the true meaning of the event.
在一些版本的圣经里。
In some translations.
特别是在达密的圣经里。
Especially in the Darby translation.
它有两个翻译在哪
？There is two translations.
其中一个是和我们弟兄刚才念的是同一个内容。
One translation is the same content as that which was read in the English translation, which have this King James.
King James. 那大卫圣经把这一句圣经翻出来是。他因为往北方国去的已经在北方平静了我的灵。
In one Darby version, it says, just as the King James, that they go toward the North Country and have quieted my spirit in the North Country.
或者说叫我的灵平静了。
Or have calmed, settled my spirit.
那当然，那个结果就是受安慰了。
Of course, the result of that is to be comforted, pleased, satisfied.
但是你光是可以受安慰啊，你没有晓得上头， 没有受安慰以前，神的情绪是怎么样？
But if we just read it as it is, the result, we do not come to realize the emotion of God before he was quieted.
那如果我们看到那个文字里边把神的情绪表达出来，
If we're able to see the word, the letter of the word express the emotion of God,
你就看到一件事情。
Then you realize one thing.
神在没有得安慰以前，他灵里很激动。
Now, before the Spirit of God was quieted in his spirit, he was very much stirred.
很不能平静。
He just cannot be quieted to be comforted.
或者说神有点愤怒。
In other words, you can say God is quite furious.
很多时候我们常常有一个错觉，以为神没不会发怒的。
Now many times we have this misunderstanding that God cannot be furious, he is not angry.
其实在圣经里面好多地方都给我们看到神会发怒的。
But in fact, there are many scriptural passages that show us that God can get angry and he is furious.
现在这里就说出了神曾经在那里发怒。
Here it expressed to us, before he was quieted, he was angry.
现在呢，因为这些马这些车辆出去了，神的里边就平静下来。
But here and now it expressed to us the fact that because these two chariots have gone forth, now his spirit has been quieted.
那大卫另外的一个表达呢？
Now another expression in the Darby translation.
他就没有说到他使我的灵平静下来。
It did not say the fact that he has quieted my spirit.
他另外一个表达他就说。
Another version would be.
他满足了我的愤怒的追讨。
He has satisfied, pleased the chastening of my wrath, my anger.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你就看到了，原来神在这个时候感觉受安慰。
Now, brothers and sisters, you realize now God is pleased.
因为他处理了一件事情。
Because he has taken care of one thing.
那一件事情是引动神的愤怒。
And that one thing brings forth the wrath of God.
但是神已经把它处理完了。
But now God has already dealt with that.
所以神就很平静安稳下来。
So now God is very quieted and very pleased.
他就受安慰了。
He is comforted.
但是中文翻成把他受安慰啊，也真是很能表达这一次神处理的事情处理的那个完美。
In the Chinese translation, when the way it is translated that God is pleased and comforted and satisfied in this way,It gives us a sense of how satisfied God is in dealing with the completion of this matter.
那当然，如果我们不知道撒加利亚书的背景，
Of course, if we do not realize the background in the book of Zechariah,
那我们是无从明白究竟神愤怒什么。
Then we really have no means to understand what is God furious with.
现在神又得了安慰，是又是为了什么？
And now God has been comforted. What is that all about?
但是我们如果知道，
But if we know,
明白，
we know, understand
撒加利亚书的那个背景，
the background in the book of Zechariah,
那你就很有把握知道。
Then, very with confidence, you'll know.
这个和犹大被掳和归回有非常密切的关系。
This has a great deal and connection to do with the fact that Judah was in captivity and now they have returned from exile.
因着犹大也动神的愤怒。
Now because Judah brought forth the wrath of God,
神把他们交给外邦。
God has handed them over to the Gentiles.
他们就给掳到巴比伦去了。
Therefore they were taken captive in Babylon.
对犹大来说，巴比伦是在东北边。
To Judah, Babylon is in the northeast.
就是北方国了。
And that is the north country.
它也不是很多国，就是它说是一个国。
It's not many nations, countries, it's one country.
那很清楚我们就了解到这个和被掳的事情是直接是有关联。
This clearly tells us it is connected with the matter of their captivity.
但现在神说他在北方国里边已经得了安慰。
But now here God says his spirit have been quieted in the north country.
他已经满足了他公义的他愤怒的追讨的那个要那个追讨。
His righteous requirement, his chastening of his fury now has been satisfied.
或者他的灵已经在那里平静下来。
Now his spirit has been quieted.
那是什么回事？
What is that all about?
弟兄姊妹，这句话七十年期满 这件事情有关系。
Brothers and sisters, this has a great deal to do with the fact now the 70 years have been fulfilled. God has long ago proclaimed.
你们要给交给巴比伦人70年。
You'll be delivered to the Babylonians for 70 years.
你们要在巴比伦那个 地方被掳70年。
You will be in captivity in the land of Babylon for 70 years.
等到那个70年满了。
Now, when the time of 70 years is fulfilled,
我就把你们接回来。
I will take you back.
那这是神老早就宣告的。
And this is proclaimed by God long ago.
现在我们就看到这个事情。
Now we're able to see this matter.
No. 现在整个我们来说。
Now if we see it as a whole.
这四辆车出来是从铜山那里经过。
These four chariots come forth between the mountains of brass.
是在神的面前那里受差遣。
They are sent forth from the presence of God.
四辆车本来是在全地走来走去来检查的。
Now these four chariots walk to and fro throughout the earth to search and examine.
那跟第一章说到那个马。
Now when it speaks of the horse in chapter 1.
那些骑马的使者是真实的在那里检查全地的一切的动静。
Now those messengers on the horses in chapter 1 throughout the earth, they do examine and search all the activity.
但是现在这里的四辆车呢?
But these four chariots here,
他们是出来善后的。
They are here to do the cleanup work.
所以有两辆车。
So now there are two chariots.
他们仍然在全地走来走去。
They go to and fro throughout the earth.
但是有两辆车就直接往北方去。
But there are two chariots that go directly to the north country.
神就说在北方国里我得了安慰。
God says, I have been quieted my spirit in the north country.
什么是叫神得安慰?
Now what caused God to be comforted?
70年的追讨或者是70年的初分的那个年限已经满足了。
That is because the fulfillment of the 70 years of discipline of their scourging has been fulfilled.
神把被掳的百姓带回来了。
Now God takes back the captivity to return.
这一个事情不是在前面要做的，乃是已经做了。
Now this is not to be done what's ahead, but it has already been done.
他们这些人回来就是为了建造圣殿。
This group has returned for building the temple.
他们已经回来。
They have already returned.
所以这个事情已经是做成了。
So this event has already been done.
那所以神心里面就觉得很舒畅。
Therefore, in the heart of God, he is very pleased.
神的怒气也停止了。
His wrath has been satisfied.
神说他的怒气不过是转眼之间。
God says that his anger is but for a moment.
他的恩典却是一生之久。
Yet his grace is forever.
现在就是到了一生之久的时刻。
But so now it is the moment where his grace is everlasting.
那这件事情跟撒加利亚说话的使者是解说的那么的清楚。
Now, this angel that's speaking to Zechariah explained this very clearly.
那是让撒加利亚明白，就告诉犹大的百姓。
In order for Zechariah to know, to tell the people.
因着从前他们祖先的那是悖逆神的追讨。已经完结了。
Because of the rebellion of their forefathers, now the chastening of God has ended.
神按照他的应许，重新向他的百姓施恩的时间已经来到了。
According to his promise, it is again time for God to deal graciously with his people.
既然来到这样的一段时间，
since this time has come,
你们为什么还让那个环境来叫你们的眼睛模糊。
Why is it that you're still so stubborn that your eyes are dim?
没有看见在宝座上神的那个定义呢?
That you do not see the will of God upon the throne.
好了。
Now,
那神给撒加利亚要看的意象，头一段就到这里为止了。
The first part of the vision which God shows Zechariah comes to an end here.
但是虽然看意象是看到这里为止。
Now, even though God shows the visions to Zechariah to this point here,
但是这些意象却带进一个神的宣告。
But these visions bring in a pronouncement of God.
这一个宣告就非常非常重要。
And this proclamation is extremely important.
它有两个作用。
There are two functions.
一个作用是当时他们建造圣殿的事情，你们必须马上就要进行。
One function is that you're building up the temple, you must immediately continue the work.
另外一个作用是宣告神的那一个永远的旨意里边，神要怎么来建造他的殿。
Another function is in the eternal will of God, how it is that God will build his temple.
当然我不敢，我没有把握当时的犹大的百姓他们能领会第二个宣告。
Of course, I have no assurance that the people of Judah during that time can understand the second function of this proclamation of God.
但是无论如何，他们知道神要做一个大事。
Nevertheless, they know that God will do a great thing.
是从来没做过的。
That is something God has never done before.
至于在当时要建造圣殿的事呢？
Now as to the function of building the temple at that particular time,
他们里面就有把握了。
Within, they are confident of that.
不能再迟延了。
They cannot tarry anymore.
立刻要动工。
Immediately, they must continue the work.
那好，我们来留意。
Now let us take note.
究竟因着这一连串的意象，来带出神一个什么样的宣告？
Now with all these continuously linked visions, what proclamation does God want to tell us?
那当神借着撒加利亚说出了犹大在神面前蒙恩的时间已经开始了。
Now as God tells them through Zechariah, the time of grace has begun.
他们重新的蒙纪念了。
They are once again remembered.
那神要怎么做呢？
What did God do?
从第九节开始
starting in verse 9,
但是耶和华的话临到我说
and the word of the Lord came unto me saying,
你要从被掳之人之中取黑带多比亚耶大雅的金银
take of them of the captivity, even of Heldai, of Tobijah, and of Jedidiah.
这三个人是谁呢？
Who are these people that they're taking silver and gold from?
这三个人是在被掳之地的人当中刚刚回到
Now, these are the individuals that have just returned to Jerusalem from the land of captivity.
所以接下去就说，这三人是从巴比伦，刚来到西班牙儿子约西亚的家里。
Therefore, it continues to say, which are come from Babylon and come thou the same day and go into the house of Josiah, the son of Zephaniah.
他说你就在今天。
So, today, the same day.
你就到约西亚的家。
Go to the house of Josiah.
就取他们带回来的金银。
Take the silver and gold that they have brought back.
那取那些金银干什么呢？
Why do you take the silver and gold?
去造一个冠冕。
And make a crown.
这个冠冕造好了。
After you made this crown.
你就戴在约瑟大儿子大祭司的约书亚的头上。
And set them upon the head of Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest.
弟兄姊妹们，这里边是有事情我们要留意了。
Now, brothers and sisters, there are some things we have to take note of here.
大祭司是有冠冕的。
The high priest has a crown.
但是他那个冠冕是用布来做的。
But his crown is made of linen.
然后有一个金牌在那里，有几个字归耶和华为圣。
And then there is a gold plate there that has the words that it is holy to God.
这是大祭司的冠冕。
That is the crown of the high priest.
大祭司的冠冕从来不用金属来做的。
Because the crown of the high priest is not made of gold and silver of metals.
用金属来做的冠冕是王佩戴的。
The crown made with metals, it is fit for the king.
大祭司不是王。
Now the high priest is not the king.
所以大祭司从来不戴金属的冠冕的。
Therefore, the high priest never puts on a crown of metals.
金属造的冠冕跟大祭司从来就不发生关系。
So a crown made of metals has no connection with the high priest.
但现在神让撒加利亚去把从巴比伦回来那三个人带回来的金银造一个冠冕戴在约书亚的头上。
But now God is telling Zechariah for the people to go to the house of Josiah for these three individuals who came back just the same day from Babylon to take the gold and silver and make a crown and set it upon Joshua.
然后就宣告了一段的话。
And then God spoke these words.
那这段话就非常非常的特别。
Now these words are extremely unique.
如果你站在律法的那个观点上面。
If we stand on the perspective of the
law, 你没有办法能了解这番话的。
There's no way for us to understand these words.
你觉得这一番话是胡说八道的。
We think these words are just nonsense.
你说这一段话没有道理的。
You say these words have no logic and reason.
但现在神叫撒迦利亚做了这一件事情，就宣告这一番话。
But now God tells Zechariah to do this and then to proclaim these words.
那这一番话就非常有意思。
Therefore, these words are very meaningful.
那我们看他这一段话怎么宣告。
Let us see what this proclamation is.
光点就带到约书亚的头上。
Now, when the crown is set upon the head of Joshua,
他的宣告头一句话就说
The first proclamation is
对谁说
Who is it speaking to?
对着约书亚来说
It is speaking to Joshua
他是万军之耶和华如此说
And speaking unto him, Joshua saying, Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts
他说看啊
Saying, Behold
那名称为大卫苗裔的他要在本处长起来并要建造耶和华的殿
And he shall grow up out of his place, and behold, the man whose name is the branch, and he shall grow up out of his place, and he shall build the temple of the Lord.
他要建造耶和华的殿，并担负尊荣，坐在位上掌王权，又必在位上做祭司，使两职之间筹定和平，筹定和睦。
Even he shall build the temple of the Lord, and he shall bear the glory, and shall sit and rule upon his throne, and he shall be a priest upon his throne, and the council of peace shall be between them both.
弟兄姊妹，你来注意了。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
他把冠冕戴在约书亚头上。
They set the crown upon Joshua's head.
就说。
Saying.
那称为大卫的苗裔的要兴起。
The man whose name is the branch.
谁是大卫的苗裔?
Who is the branch of David?
我们上次已经提过了，不是所罗巴伯。
We already mentioned last time, it is not Zerubbabel.
因为大卫的后裔到了耶哥尼亚，就不可能再有人坐在大卫的宝座上。
Because the descendant, the sprout of David,When it reaches Jeconiah, there's no one else that is qualified to sit upon the throne.
所以顺着次序来说，所罗巴伯是承接王位的那一个人。
So according to the order, Zerubbabel is the one who will continue the lineage.
但是神忽略他了。
But God has neglected him.
在上边第四章的时候就已经忽略他了。
Even in chapter 4, God has neglected him.
那现在呢
Now,
在宣告这件事情的时候仍然给我们看到忽略他了
When this is proclaimed again Zerubbabel is neglected
神不是指着所罗巴伯和他的后裔来说
God is,
大卫的苗裔要出来
God is not speaking of Zerubbabel and his descendants when he says that David, the sprout of David will come forth
因为 在文字上面 来看
Because according to the letter of the word
所以刚才我提到这段话神是说了两个意思在里头。
Therefore, I have spoken before that God has two meanings in this proclamation.
一个是为当时的。
One is for the time at hand.
一个功用是指着将来神要做的。
And another function is to point forth what God will do in the future.
如果你站在一个犹太人的地位上。
Now, if you stand upon the position of a Jew,
听这几句话。
You hear these words.
他说不错，神让我们回来建造耶和华的殿。
Yes, God has allowed for us to come back to build the temple of the Lord.
他把这个责任放在所罗巴伯的身上。
And he has placed this responsibility upon Zerubbabel.
所以他们会看说大卫的苗裔应该是所罗巴伯了。
So when they see the sprout of David, it should be Zerubbabel.
但事实上不是的。
But the fact is, it is not.
所以犹大人当时我说他们不一定能领会这个话原因就是在这里
And that's the reason I said before that the people of Judah may not understand the second function That is the reason
所罗巴伯是大卫的后代
Zerubbabel is a descendant of David
但是不能用苗裔的这一个 这个词来放在他身上。
But you cannot use the term that he is the sprout of David upon Zerubbabel.
用新约的话来说，他不是那个大卫的儿子。
In other words, in the New Testament term, he is not the son of David.
那这样一来
，If that's the case，
我们就看到神当时向撒加利亚说这个话的那一个。
We see the true meaning of these words when God speaks it to Zechariah.
现在的耶和华的殿是要建造起来的。
Yes, the temple of the Lord needs to be built now.
但是神将来还要在本地显明大卫的苗裔来建造耶和华的一个荣耀的殿。
Yet, in the future, he shall grow out of his place the sprout of David, and that he shall build the temple of the Lord to manifest the glory therein.
怎么有耀法呢?
Now how glorious is that?
他就说了,
he says,
这个大卫的苗裔在建造这个殿的上,
when the sprout of David shall build the temple of the Lord,
他同时是担负尊荣,
at the same time he shall bear the glory,
坐在位上做王,
and shall sit and rule upon his throne.
同时呢,
and,
这个就是别扭的地方了。
This is the place where it's hard to twisted.
又在位上做祭司。
And he shall be a priest upon his throne.
这个话，犹大人或者以色列人永远没有办法能从律法里头的认识当中可以接受的。
From the understanding, the knowledge of the law, this is something the Jews, the people of Judah, can never understand.
因为在律法的里边,
because in the law,
祭司永远不能做王,
the priest can never be king.
做王的也永远不能摸祭司的事,
the king can never touch the matters of a priest.
现在就出来了一个人,
now there is one.
神要兴起一个人,
God will rise up.
那个是大卫的苗裔,
and that is the sprout of David.
那是大卫的后代,
that is the descendant of David.
但是不是所罗巴伯,
but not Zerubbabel.
因为所罗巴伯第一没有做王, 第二也不可能做祭司,
because first, Zerubbabel is not king. Second, he cannot be priest.
So, 显然是所罗巴伯以外的另外的一个。
So, very apparently, it's someone outside of Zerubbabel.
那当然，在他们当时来说，他们没有办法领会。
Of course, for them at that time, they cannot understand.
但是我们今天读经的人呢？
But for us today, when we read the scripture,
我们就能领会了。
We can understand.
因为我们已经看见那个事情是怎么成就。
Because we have already seen how the event unfolded.
那因此我们很清楚的就看到。
Therefore, we can clearly see.
在撒加利亚这一个宣告的里面。
In this proclamation of Zechariah.
有一天。
It is speaking that one day.
神要兴起做大卫苗裔的他的儿子。
God will rise up his son who is to be the sprout of David.
来建造一个属灵的殿。
Now, to build a spiritual temple.
而这个属灵的殿乃是今天我们称为教会的这一个事实。
And this spiritual temple is the fact which we call the church today.
当神的儿子来建造这一个殿的时候。
And when the son of God builds this temple.
他一面是做王的。
On the one hand, he is king.
他一面他同时也是做祭司。
At the same time, he is also the priest.
那个时候他们不可能懂。
At that time, they cannot understand.
现在我们能懂。
But now we can.
因为他我神的儿子先做了祭司把我们买赎回来。
Because the son of God first was priest to purchase us.
然后就在我们身上显明他做王的权柄。
And then upon us he manifests the authority of his kingship.
来带领我们。
To lead us.
来造就我们。
To edify us.
把我们建造成为神的殿。
To build us into the temple of God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在今天来说我们看得很清楚。
For us today, we see very clearly.
在当时的犹大人来说他们没有办法能清楚。
For the people of Judah at that time, there's no way they can be clear.
虽然是如此。
Even though that's the case.
但他们可以很确定地知道一件事。
But one thing they can be confident of.
神要做一件新事。
God is to do a new thing.
神要做一件大事。
God is to do a great thing.
他们所没有办法能领会的来的。
Something they cannot understand.
但是这一件大事。
But this great thing.
和建造神的殿有直接的关系。
Has a great deal to do with the temple of God.
所以现在我们 就要来建把神的殿建好。
Therefore, now we must finish the building of the temple of God.
他们怎么能领会他们当时需要建殿呢？
Now, how do they come to understand at that time they have to build the temple?
他们不是从这个宣告里面来领会。
They do not understand from this proclamation.
他们是从神宣告了这个事以后，神所叫他们做的一件事情来领会。
It is after this proclamation from a thing which God will do, they come to understand they must build the temple.
那我先说完那一件事。
Let me first say what that thing is.
然后再回头来看，神要建的那个属灵的殿。
And then we'll come back here to see the spiritual temple which God is to build.
那当神这样宣告了。
Now after God made this proclamation,
苗裔要显出来。
The sprout of David shall appear.
使君王和祭司的执事都集中在他的身上。
And the council of peace of the king and the priest shall be between them.
然后他就告诉撒迦利亚。
And then he tells Zechariah,
这一个约书亚所戴上的那个冠冕。
The crown set upon Joshua.
不能老是不能在那个时候老是戴在约书亚的头上。
It's not only to be always set upon Joshua.
他戴了一下就要把它拿出来。
After he has been set on, then you will take it off.
送到圣殿去。
And bring it to the temple.
留在那里做纪念。
There it will be a memorial.
纪念谁呢？
For who?
纪念那三个人。
It is for a memorial of those three.
就是刚从巴比伦回来那三个人。
It is those three that have just came the same day from Babylon.
这个冠冕。
This crown.
要放在圣殿里头。
Is to be placed in the temple.
来纪念来做这三个人的份。
For a memorial for these three individuals.
就是说是他们三个人用现在的话来说吧，所奉献出来做成的。
In other words, today's terms, you can say in a way, it is offered by these three individuals that this matter was done.
那说丢走你看他的微妙的地方。
So brothers and sisters, you see what is so unique about that.
冠冕戴在约书亚头上，但是这个冠冕不是约书亚的。
The crown is set upon Joshua, yet this crown is not his.
只是在那里表达一下神的意思。
It is only there to represent for a while the will of God.
然后这个冠冕就拿到圣殿。
And then this crown is to be placed in the temple.
这个是个很微妙的地方。
And so this is very intricate here.
就明明告诉我们说。
It tells us very clearly.
神用这个冠冕所显明的人不是约书亚。
The crown that is to manifest the person is not Joshua.
那也不是所罗巴伯。
It is not Zerubbabel.
那是谁呢？
Then who is it to represent? No, we don't know.
所以就摆在圣殿里。
So you place it in the temple.
等到那一个大卫的苗裔出来。
Until that sprout of David appears.
你就看到那个王和祭司就合而为一了。
Then that will, when you see the priest and the king to make the Council of peace between them.
那这一点大概犹大人当时能明白。
Probably upon that point, the people of Judah can understand at that time.
但是却不知道为什么。
Yet they cannot understand why.
但是他们晓得神将来要做一件事情是出乎人的意料之外的。
But they know that God is to do one thing that surpasses their imagination.
如果他们的脑筋是灵活的。
Now, if their mind are somewhat alert,
他们应当会想到摩西一再宣告的那一件事。
They ought to have remembered what was proclaimed by Moses repeatedly.
将来神要在你们中间兴起一个弟兄像我。
Now, what Moses proclaimed was that God will raise up a brethren like me.
若有人不听从那个他的话。
And if anyone does not obey his voice,
这人又当从民中剪除。
Then they will be cut off from the people.
我们一再都提过。
We have mentioned that repeatedly.
当摩西提到那件事的时候,
when Moses mentioned about that,
已经非常清楚地说出一个事实。
That is already a very clear fact.
将来神要在神的百姓的中间兴起一个人。
That is among the people, God will raise up an individual.
他发表出来的那个传柄比现在我传给你们的那个律法还要高。
The authority in which he is to manifest is even greater than the law which I give to you now.
你们遵行了全律法。
If you have kept the whole law.
如果不听这个人的话。
Yet if you do not obey his voice.
你还是得要在民众给解释。
You will still be cut off from the people.
所以弟兄们你看到。
So brothers and
sisters. 那一个要是给兴起的弟兄，他的那个权柄是 比律法还要大。
You can see then the brethren that is to be raised, his authority is so much greater than even the law.
是超越律法。
It surpasses the law.
那如果他们领会的这个。
So if they understand that.
在思想撒加利亚当时所宣告。
And then they consider the proclamation of Zechariah here.
他们大概能领会。
Then perhaps they would understand.
但是我们有把握说。
But we can say with confidence,
他们不可能领会。
They cannot understand during that time.
因为到使徒行传，四提反再提这个事情的时候，那些对付他的人，就是那个祭司集团里头的那些人，他们都不领会。
Because even during the time of Stephen in the book of Acts, when he mentions this matter again, the group that was dealing against Stephen, that is amongst the group of priests, they still did not understand.
连起初的扫罗也不领会。
Even Saul at the beginning did not understand.
一直等到他成了保罗，他才领会。
Until he became Paul, then he understood.
我们不扯那么远。
We won't go too far.
我们回到当时的那个事。
Now we come back here.
神说那个冠冕要放在圣殿里作为纪念。
God says that temple is to be, the crown is to be in the temple for a memorial.
立刻就发生的一个问题。
Immediately then this issue arises.
圣殿在哪里？
Where's the temple?
当神说这个话的时候，圣殿在哪里？
When God says these words, where is the temple?
没有。
There's no temple.
那个时候只不过只有圣殿的根基。
At that time, there's only the foundation of the temple.
他们还没有恢复造圣殿。
They have not revived the work of the building of the temple.
是啊，当神说这个要放在圣殿里。
So when God says you must place this crown in the temple.
接上来你就碰到了，那圣殿在哪里？
Then the question is, where is the temple?
没有圣殿。
There is no temple.
里面的意思就很清楚。
So then the meaning within that is very clear.
赶快把圣殿建起来。
Quickly go and build a temple.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们看见神当时把犹大的百姓重新带起来。
We see at that time God once again lifts up the people of Judah.
你看神用了多少方面的事情来上犹大的百姓说明他要做什么。
You can see that God from every aspect speaks so clearly to the people of Judah what he is to do.
那我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这一点犹大的百姓明白了。
Now from this point, the people of Judah understood.
他们听得懂。
They are able to understand.
所以他们就很快的就起来把圣殿重新建造了。
So very quickly they rise up to once again rebuild the temple.
一直到建造完成。
Until it was complete.
那这是当时的事。
Now that was what happened at that time.
那我们在这里要留意的。
Then we must take note.
就是神宣告那一个大卫的苗裔要建造的那一个耶和华的殿是怎么回事。
When God proclaims that the sprout will build the temple of the Lord, what does that all mean?
那弟兄姊妹你注意。
And brothers and sisters, take note.
神让撒加利亚去约西亚的家。
God allows for Zechariah to go to the house of Josiah.
那一天是什么的日子？
Now what day is that day?
不是什么特别的日子。
It is not any special day.
不过有一件事情发生。
But there's one thing that happened.
那是从巴比伦那边回来三个人。
That is, there are three people that returned from Babylon.
他们那天到了约书亚的家。
On the same day, they arrived in the house of Josiah.
所以神就告诉撒加利亚，你今天就要去。
So God tells Zechariah, you go today.
你当天就要去。
You go the same day.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为在那里去把从外邦、从远方回来的那几个人所带来的，来作为引动建造、重建圣殿的。一个表号。
That is, you will go to that house from those who gone afar, and what they have taken back to use that as a sign, as a symbol, for the rebuilding.
然后
and then,
就借着这一件事情来发表将来大卫的苗裔建造耶和华的殿的时候是怎么一回事。
It is through this event,you will give a type of the sprout of David and his building of the temple and what is to be done.
那所以弟兄姊妹你就看到了。
So brothers and sisters, you can see.
一面说到我们的主做了祭司，又做了君王。
On the one hand, it speaks of the fact that our Lord, He is also the priest and the king.
虽然这里没有说到先知的那这个部分。
Even though here it does not speak of the ministry of the prophet.
不过我们晓得。
But we know.
当我们的主做祭司把自己献上以前，他已经有了祭司的那个服侍，先知的服侍。
Even before the Lord offered himself up as the priest, he already had the ministry of a prophet.
他在给钉上十字架以前，他就在那里宣告神所要做的事。
Even before he was crucified on the cross, he has repeatedly proclaimed the matters which God will do.
所以这里是提到两职筹成为很筹定那个中文说是和平，但是我以为那是两支是很和谐。
So here, even though in the English translation it says these two ministries, in the Chinese translation that these two ministries, there is the council of peace between them, I think it is the council of harmony between them.
那我们感谢主，就是说到我们的主，他是把那个弥赛亚的那一个职分完全的表达。
We praise and thank our Lord because He completely manifests the ministry of the Messiah.
那这一个表达就引出教会给建造的事实。
Now this manifestation shows us then the fact of the building of the church.
那这一个给建造的事实，这个属灵的殿给建造的事实是什么呢？
Now, what is the fact of this spiritual temple being built?
本地人。
It is of a local person.
犹大。
Of Judah.
犹大的百姓。
He is the people of Judah.
远方来的人。
It is from those who are far.
哪里远方来？
Where are they are far from?
当然就是这三个人。
Of course, it's speaking of these three individuals.
他们也是犹大人。
They're also Jews.
但是他们在那一天以前，他们不在犹大。
But before that day, they are not in Judah.
他们是在巴比伦。
They are in Babylon.
但是又这里也不说从巴比伦回来的人。
It didn't say that they have come from Babylon.
只是上面交代了他们是从巴比伦回来。
But it says they returned from Babylon.
这里说到的时候就说他们远方来的人。
Here, when it speaks of, it says that they have come from afar.
弟兄姊妹我们就看到了。
Brothers and sisters, then we can see.
从广义上面来说。
If we look at this very broadly,
这个远方来的人。
This who have come from afar.
乃是本地以外的人。
Are those outside of the land of the local people.
我们干脆就说他是外邦人。
We can say they are Gentiles.
因为以弗所书就是给我们看到这一个。
Because in the book of Ephesians, it shows us this.
将两下合而为一。
That he have made peace between these two.
外邦人也就归到神的名下。
And so that the people of the Gentiles can be under the name of God.
那里说到外邦人就说到是远处的人。
And when it speaks of the Gentiles in Ephesians, it says from those who are far off.
那这里的跟这里的远方的人就是同指着一个光景。
So as it is written here, from those far off, it is of the same condition.
那就说他本地人和远方来的人一同来建造耶和华的殿。
Therefore, whether they are of the local place or from far off, they are together to build the temple of the Lord. We thank the Lord.
在当年神让以色列犹大人重建圣殿的时候。
At that time when God allowed for the people of Judah to rebuild the temple.
因着犹大人心里头的许多重担。
It's because of the many burdens in the heart of the people of Judah.
就把神的建殿的那一个旨意，我不知道是不是提早了宣告出来。
I don't know if you can say that because of that, God has made the proclamation earlier about His will to build the temple.
不过神的时间总是准确。
But God's time is always correct.
他能宣告，也就是说，那神宣告的时间到。
If God will proclaim the fact, then that means His time has come.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那关乎鼓励犹大百姓来重建圣殿 但那些意象就到第六章为止。
Now, as far as the visions that encourage the people of God to rebuild the temple, it ends in chapter 6.
到了第七章以后。
After chapter 7.
那神向撒加利亚所说的话。
All the words that God speaks to Zechariah
就带进更深的启示里头去了。
Brings even into a deeper revelation.
就带到神那个有不对他们来说是不是永远的旨意。
To them, as far as they're concerned, it is not the eternal will.
但是可以说是拯救的旨意。
But to them, you can put it in a way that is the will of God for deliverance.
甚至我们可以用是神的救赎的那个旨意。
Or you can say it is the will of God's redemption.
从第七章开始。
Starting from verse chapter 7.
一直到末了。
Until the end.
就说到神以后要做怎么样的事。
Speaks of the fourth, of the things that God will do.
让神在这里所宣告的那一个大卫的苗裔建造神的殿的事情有一个开始和带进一个结束。
So that it will allow for what is proclaimed here about the sprout of David to build the temple will lead to a beginning and also the end.
那所以到了第七章。
So in chapter 7.
弟兄姊妹你注意神说话的时间已经跟头一次上撒加利亚说话的时间当中相距了两年。
Therefore, you're able to see then from the first time which God spoke to Zechariah, and in chapter 7, there is a lapse of 2 years in time.
前面的话是在大利乌王第二年的时候说的。
The first words are spoken in the second year of King Darius.
那现在第七章开始，你看到那些话是大利乌王第四年说的。
Therefore, at the beginning of chapter 7, you can see the words are spoken in the fourth year of King Darius.
那神为什么在这里说这个话呢？
Now, why does God say these words here?
引起神说这个话的原因是很简单。
Now, the words that God speaks here and the reason for it is very simple.
但是神在那里要对付引起神说话的原因，那确实非常重要。
But it is very important the reason why God says these words and what He is to do about that reason.
因为我们一直看下去，我们会看到一个很严肃的事情。
Because if we continue to read on, we will see something very serious.
那是神在那里对付人的一些有意或是无意的愚昧。
That is the reason which God is dealing with is whether it's conscious or subconsciousness of man's foolishness.
因为人，我们承认是包括我们自己在里头。
Because for man, of course, including ourselves,
我们很容易就掉到一个这样的陷阱里。
Very easily we will fall into such a trap.
以为神所要做的事情。
That trap is we think the things which God wants to be done
我们能影响
are things which we can affect.
我们能起一个决定性的作用
that we can have an influence that is very decisive.
也就是说
that is also to say
神不能没有我们的
the thought is that God cannot do without us.
没有我们神就不能做事情
without us, God cannot do anything.
但是这个话有一半是对的
of course, those words are half correct.
因为神是必须寻找到与他同心的人他才做工的这个是神做工的法则
because on the one hand, it is the principle of God which he will only work when he is able to find individuals that are in agreement with him.
但是人如果把这一个事情放在自己的身上认定我们是神不能缺的那就不对了
but if man places that principle upon themselves thinking that if God cannot work without us then that is incorrect
那弟兄姊妹你说为什么不对呢
brothers and sisters
不是和那一个神工作的法则是相配的吗
you question how come that thinking is incorrect isn't that in line with the principle of God
是在原则上是没有冲突的。
Now, yes, in principle, there is no conflict.
但在实际上有冲突的。
But in reality, there is a conflict.
怎么冲突呢？
Where is the conflict?
神不用我。
Because if God doesn't use
神没有我,
me, God without me,
他可以有他。
God can do with someone else. God can put me aside. And he will raise up another brother. And that brother will submit under God's authority. Likewise, God can work. Without me, God is still able to work. Brothers and sisters, do you see? The principle is correct. But if we place the principle upon ourselves individually to see how important we are as an individual, then that is incorrect. We thank God. From chapter 7 on, we see these events come forth. Let us take note of what it's about. And it came to pass in the fourth year of King Darius.
就是基士流月初四日,
that is the fourth day of the ninth month, even in Kislev, that the word of the Lord came unto Zechariah.
为什么会有话临到撒加利亚呢?
Now why there words unto Zechariah?
第二节就说了,
when they had sent unto the house of God, Sherezar and Remelech and their men to pray before the Lord. And to speak unto the priests which were in the house of the Lord of hosts and to the prophets saying,
我历年以来在五月间哭泣，现在还当这样做吗?
Should I weep in the fifth month, separating myself as I have done these so many years?
弟兄姊妹，你留意了。
Pay attention, brothers and sisters.
当犹大被掳的事情发生以后,
now, after the captivity of Judah occurred,
也许这里所提到的这个伯特利人,
now, perhaps these people of Bethel,
他们没有给被掳,
they were not in captivity.
或者他们是被掳,
maybe they are in captivity, but they gather together.
当然,他们回来的时候,他们也回来。
Of course, when they return from captivity, they would return then.
因为没有别的地方可以给我们印证究竟这一批人的来历是怎么样。
Now, because there is no other place to confirm the origin of this group of people,
所以我们不敢说这一批人, 他们原来是经历过的怎么样的事。
Therefore, we cannot very assuredly say what this group of people have experienced.
不过有一件事情稍微可以给我们留意的。
But there's something that will give us some idea.
这些伯特利人,
these people of Bethel,
他们打发人到耶路撒冷去问祭司和先知。
They sent people to the house of God in Jerusalem to ask of the Lord and the prophets.
那显然他们不在耶路撒冷。
So one thing for sure is they are not in Jerusalem.
既然不在耶路撒冷, 也就是说, 在建造圣殿的事上面, 他们没有参与在其中。
If they are not in Jerusalem, in other words, they are not partaking in rebuilding the temple.
那弟兄姊妹我们要弄清楚。
Now, brothers and sisters, we have to be clear.
你说从巴比伦回来的人不是全部都投入那个建造圣殿吗?
You say, aren't all those who return from Jerusalem, from Babylon will enter into the work of rebuilding the temple?
这个是我们很容易产生的错觉。
This is a misconception we will easily have.
弟兄姊妹如果你就把回来的那个人数 放在那个工地上，你就了解。
Brothers and sisters, if you're able, if you would, you'll understand if you put all the total number of those who return upon the construction site.
能不能容纳那么许多的工人在那？
Would the construction site itself be able to bear that great amount of people?
第二个问题要考虑。
The other issue we have to think about.
他们如果全体都投入了那个建造圣殿。
If they all in their full number enter into the work of the building of the temple.
那么许多人的,
then where would be the food to provide for them throughout the year.
虽然圣经没有提到这些事,
so even though the scriptures didn't mention these things,
不过我们有足够的理由相信,
but we have sufficient reason to believe.
他们回来的人相当的部分是投入了这个重建圣殿。
There is a great number of people from captivity that return to enter into the work of rebuilding the temple.
相当的人仍然继续着他们经常的那个生产的工作。
There are still a great number that continue to do in their daily production of their work.
那这样的推想应该是合理的。
Now that theory is very reasonable.
那现在这里有一批在伯特利的人，他们不在耶路撒冷。
So here, there's this group of people in Bethel. They are not in Jerusalem.
他们没有直接参与这个圣殿的重建。
They did not have a direct participation in rebuilding the temple.
也许他们是做后勤的工作。
Now perhaps they are doing the work behind the scenes.
我们不管这些了。
Now regardless of that,
他们就在就看到圣殿已经盖了两年了。
So now they've seen the temple has already been built in process for 2 years.
已经有点像人样了。
You can somewhat see the temple in form.
他们就觉得。
So they feel.
我们在过去被掳的年日里头。
In the days of our captivity.
我们常常在神面前进食。
All these days we have fasted before God.
在那里仰望神的怜悯。
We look to God's mercy.
在那里悔改寻求神。
That we seek after God.
那现在神已经听我们的祷告了。
Now God has listened to our prayers.
那现在我们已经在那里建殿了。
Now we're building the temple.
这个殿也建得差不多了。
This temple is about finished.
那我们还需要这样进食吗？
Now do we still need to separate ourselves this way?
他们就为这个事情去到耶路撒冷去求问。
So they thought about this matter in Jerusalem.
神就借着撒迦利亚来对他们说。
Then the Lord spoke to them through Zechariah.
神说什么呢？
What did God say?
神好像给他们浇了一头冷水。
It seems like God poured some cold water over their head.
神说这七十年你们五月七月禁食悲哀是我叫你们做的吗？
God says when you fasted and mourned in the fifth and seventh month, even those 70 years, did ye all fast unto me, even to me?
你们这样做是真的是为了 是为了我吗？
When you truly did this, was it truly for me?
你们不过是在那里做一些宗教的仪文。
Well, you're only doing some customs of religion there.
只是做一些宗教的动作。
You're only doing some actions of religion there.
为了是满足你自己。
It is to satisfy yourself.
让你自己感觉和别人也感觉你们是一批很尽虔寻求神的人。
So that you would feel, you would allow for others to feel that you're a group that are very pious, that's seeking after God.
但是说我完全没有从你们中间看见那个进食的实际。
But God says, I haven't seen the reality of fasting in your midst.
那弟兄姊妹你留意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
他们进食了七十年。
They fasted for 70 years.
每年五月七月。
Each year on the fifth and seventh month.
还有底下在提到的四月十月。
And then was mentioned later in the fourth and the tenth month.
一年里边有四个月里头，他们有禁食的日子。
There are 4 months out of the year that they fasted.
这个是真是很不简单的事。
No, this is something not simple, easy at all.
如果你说禁食是一个敬虔的记号的话。
If you say fasting was a sign of piety.
那这些人的确是很敬虔。
Then this group, of course, is very pious.
但是神说，我没有看见。你们有那个禁食的实意。
But God says, I have not seen the reality of your fasting.
我也没有叫你们去做禁食啊。
And actually, I haven't asked you to fast.
那我们先要来弄清楚。
So we must first be clear.
他们这四次的禁食是为着什么原因？
These 4 times when they fasted, what is the reason?
那弟兄说，如果你回到列王记和耶利米书的那些地方去，你就发觉。
Now, brothers and sisters, if you go back to the books of Kings or Jeremiah, then you understand.
这四次的禁食和他们被掳的事情是有直接的关联的。
These 4 times of fasting has a direct relationship to their captivity.
如果我们按照这里提的那个次序。我们就不太容易 领会。
Now, if we look at the order that is mentioned here, it's not easy for us to understand.
但是我们回到历史的里边，从历史里头来找出那个次序。
But if we go back to history and to find that order from history, then we can understand.
我们就知道了。
Then we will know.
那他们这个禁食。
Now this fasting.
头一个开始应该是在十月。
The beginning, the order of this four times of fasting should be in the 10th month, and then the 4th month,
然后就到五月,
and then the 5th month,
然后就到七月,
and then the 7th month.
弟兄姊妹可以你回去看列王记最末后的那一章耶利米书里头提到他们被掳的日子以西结书上头也提到他们被掳的那个事情
Brothers and sisters, you can go back and reread the last chapter of Kings or in Ezekiel and Jeremiah when it mentions about their captivity.
我现在只是把那一个历史的事实点出来就是
I'm only now pointing forth from the historical event.
十月那是耶路撒冷给围困的时候。
Now the 10th month is the time when Jerusalem was besieged.
四月是耶路撒冷给攻破的时候。
Now the 4th month is when Jerusalem was attacked and it was subdued.
五月是耶路撒冷城被毁的时候。
Now the 5th month was when the city of Jerusalem was once destroyed.
七月乃是犹大被掳的时候。
And the 7th month was when Judah was taken in captivity.
所以你看到这里头提到四次的那个禁食的日子是直接和犹大被掳的前后的事历史发生直接的关系。
So you're able to see these 4 months of fasting has a direct relationship with the beginning events and the process and the after events of the fall of Jerusalem and their captivity.
所以这批伯特利人啊，他们非我个人的感觉，很可能他们不在被掳的人中。
So my personal feeling is that these people from Bethel, very possibly not amongst those who are in captivity. They still remain in the land of Judah. Therefore, the feeling they had in this area is so deep.
神没有告诉他们说你们在这四个日子里头你们要好好的进食。
God did not tell them in these 4 particular months you have to fast very well.
但他们自己觉得我们非要在神面前进食不可。
Yet they themselves felt we must fast in these 4 months before God.
是他们自己发动起来的。
They initiated this.
但是当神这样指出来的时候。
But when God points this forth.
神说你们就要回想。
God says you must reflect.
为什么你们会给交给巴比伦人呢?
Why is it that you were turned over to the Babylonians?
为什么耶路撒冷会被围困呢?
Why was Jerusalem besieged?
为什么耶路撒冷城会被毁掉呢?
Why did Jerusalem once fall and was destroyed?
为什么犹大人会被掳?
Why was it that the people of Judah were in exile?
以上就说了,
Later on it says,
你们在那些日子里面,
in those days,
完全的背逆神,
that you were rebellious toward God.
神怎么告诉你们?
What God told you,
你们完全听不进去,
you did not take anything into heart.
你们自己行自己的路,
that you did your own thing.
特别在神那在那里指出一件事。
Especially God points forth there.
神说你们那个时候如果是善待弟兄的话。
God says there that if you did not oppress your brethren.
而会怜悯弟兄的话。
That you have mercy and compassion to your brethren.
你们也许不会惹动我当那么大的怒气。
Perhaps you would not have brought such evil against you.
但你们当中是满了欺压。
But you oppress one another.
那所以我没有办法。
So I must chasten after you.
因为你叫我发了大怒。
Because you have brought forth great wrath.
特别我们读耶利米书的时候，弟兄姊妹还记得吗？
Especially in Jeremiah, brothers and sisters, do you still remember?
当耶路撒冷被围困的时候。
When Jerusalem was besieged.
啊，他们知道我们也许错了。
They know that perhaps we are wrong.
他们以为是不是立约宣告释放奴仆吗？
So did they not once have made this proclamation to set forth their slaves?
那因为这个事情。
Because of that.
神就借着耶利米来告诉他们说。
God told them through Jeremiah saying.
神看到他们的悔改回转。
God saw their repentance.
神要纪念他们。
God will remember them.
不会把他们交在那个恶人的手里。
And would not deliver them into the hands of the evil.
但是没多久。
But shortly after,
again,
they broke their vow.
马上把那些
Then they took back all the slaves which they set free and said, now you're in bondage again. And because of that, it brought forth a very great anger and wrath from God. God says, proclaim them, I will surely deliver you to the Gentiles.
撒加利亚, 神对撒加利亚, 说这番话的时候, 就, 应该是指着那一个具体的事实。
So here, when God speaks this matter through Zechariah, perhaps it is speaking of that particular event.
所以你就看到, 神后来就说了,
so later you can see God saying,
13节,
verse 13,
万军之耶和华说, 我曾呼唤他们, 他们不听。
Therefore, it has come to pass that as he cried, and they would not hear.
将来他们呼求我,
so they cried, and I would not hear, said of the Lord of hosts.
我必旋风吹散,
but I scattered them with a whirlwind among the nations whom they knew not. Thus the land was desolate after them, that no man passed through nor returned. For they lay the pleasant land desolate. This clearly speaks of the captivity. So brothers and sisters, you can see. Because of the matter of captivity, there may be some in the land of Judah, they felt that in the matter of religion, they were not pious enough. So they initiated to have this fasting. They thought perhaps by doing so, God will show special care upon them. I have somewhat of this feeling, but I don't know if it's absolutely correct. This group of people here, this group that is coming to Jerusalem to seek after this matter, they ask, should we continue doing so? That perhaps is just a phenomenon on the surface. Within, probably this is the intention. In the past 70 years, it is because of our fasting that you're able to return from Babylon today. Now, would there be some intention of that within their inquiring? I dare not say. Now, if there was, it is not too surprising. Now, regardless, here it clearly tells them, the work of God cannot be influenced in any way by the actions of religion. What God takes note of is the reality of our living before Him. Now, if the reality is not lived well, even more pious religious action would not bring about the special remembrance of God. Now, because of this question from these people in chapter 7, bring forth this great event. This has not come to an end in chapter 7. It goes on to chapter 8, and then it comes to an end. But at the end of chapter 8, we can't go into it tonight. You will see then, God shows man all these things that come to pass. It is all according to the will of God. If it is not the will of God, no matter how pious man may appear to be, it cannot move the working hand of God. We do ask God to give us some understanding in this area.
Because
this misunderstanding perhaps will mislead many children of God who have a heart to seek after God, but perhaps by doing so, they have gone on the wrong way. When we share next time, we'll put an, share to an end of this. Then we'll end our sharing here tonight.